This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge, and the phone lines always light up with people who want to be the first ones in, but I'm hanging up on all of them, because I want to give everybody a shot here. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, and you paid attention all year long, because this is our 2013 Year in Review edition of the Harris Challenge. As always, broken down into different categories, but if you have not played in the last month, and you have been paying attention and want to give it a shot here, and risk punishment to win prizes, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. And the lines are already lit up, so let's go right to our first caller. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. As you know, as a regular listener, everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge is afforded a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting. It's where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, in which you can suck up to the boss, shout out to your friends and family, use it for a commercial endorsement you've arranged ahead of time. It doesn't matter to us. As long as you stay within FCC guidelines, those 5 seconds are all yours, Mike. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to take advantage of that today and say thank you to Brad Elsner over at Keller Williams in the Kirkwood area for all the work he's thrown my way in the last year.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We know all the questions and categories will be year-in-review type categories. Let's see which one you would like of the first three. Category one is simply called, Were You Paying Attention? Category two, Names in the News. And category three, The Year in Television. Which one would you like, Mike?
The first one.
Were You Paying Attention? Okay, now, usually that's a weekly topical category about things that have just happened in the last 7 days. This is what has happened in the previous 52 weeks. Okay?
Well, we're going to try.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We play the Harris Challenge with five questions. We start with the one-pointer, usually the easiest. Work our way up to the five-pointer, usually the toughest. You can answer or pass on any of the questions. When we get to the five-pointer, if you have ones that you've passed on and you'd like to go back and pick up, you can do that as long as your time is not expired. Because of the one-minute mark, I will tally your points, and here's how it works from there. If you get past the halfway point, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have your choice. We're going to give you a choice of one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We also have a $20 gift card to Subliminal Subs. Several locations throughout St. Louis, including one here in Westport.
Remember how funny Kevin Nealon was when he did Subliminal Man?
Yes.
On Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yeah. He was. And from Weyrenberg Theaters.
Subliminal.
Oh, wait. We have the book thief.
Mm-hmm.
We have Paranormal Activity.
Which hasn't even opened yet.
No, it opens on the 3rd,
okay.
Which is
a week from today.
Yes. Or we have The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, some guy on this show didn't like that earlier.
Yeah,
in the movie review segment.
Heard that.
But it's free.
Yes, it is free.
So you'll get your choice of any of those. Or if you get all the questions correct, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep. And you win all the prizes, making the package valued at well over
$1 million.
But, of course, Mike, there's the downside to the Harris Challenge, which is if you don't get past the 7.5 points, if you get 7 or less, then I have to punish you. You understand that?
I understand.
All right. The category is, were you paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's look back at the year and play the Year in Review Harris Challenge. Which magazine caused a stir by putting one of the Boston Marathon bombers on its cover this year?
Time.
Rolling Stone. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court declared that DOMA writes inequality into the United States Code. What does DOMA stand for?
Defense of Marriage Act.
Correct. Where has Edward Snowden found asylum after leaking documents showing the extent of the NSA's surveillance on everyone?
Russia.
Correct. What is the name of the NASA spaceship that became the first man-made object to enter interstellar space this year?
pass.
Which video rental company finally announced it was closing its doors this year? That's correct. Back to the NASA spaceship that became the first man-made object to enter interstellar space this year.
Oh, what was the name of that one?
That's what I asked you.
Serenity. I don't know.
Serenity Now. No, it's Voyager 1. Voyager 1 actually went beyond our solar system. First thing to do that. Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got the 2, the 3, and the 5. That's 10 points. You're the winner.
Hey, excellent.
By the way, on that Blockbuster question, I heard that the last video that was ever rented at Blockbuster was called This Is the End, which is that movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill and a bunch of other people. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, it's perfectly appropriate that was it. Mike, hang on, and Dan will give you your choice of those prizes while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our military personnel stationed abroad, especially the members of the Cholito Room on USS Abraham Lincoln.
The what room?
Cholito Room. For some reason, there was a chili pepper painted on the door of our stateroom. It was a six-man stateroom, and we prided ourselves on being the dirtiest of all.
Oh, okay. categories here for you, Josh, are names in the news, the year in television, or our new third category, they died this year.
I better have the year in television.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Josh, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV news show hurt its reputation with a bad report about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi?
CBS Evening News.
60 Minutes. Which TV chef found her empire crumbling after revealing that she had used racial slurs?
Paula Deen.
Correct. What was the name of the ridiculous sci-fi channel movie about a storm dropping man-eating sharks on L.A.?
Sharknado.
Correct. Who got lots of publicity for riding a wrecking ball in a video and twerking at the VMAs?
Miley Cyrus.
Correct. What was the first television series produced exclusively for online streaming by Netflix?
Pass. I got 9. I'm good.
You don't want to take a guess at that five-pointer?
Netflix made for TV. Nope.
It stars Kevin Spacey, and it's called House of Cards, and the second season will begin on Valentine's Day. By the way, Sharknado, a lot of people dissed it, but at least it gave Tara Reid a paycheck, something she has not gotten in a lot of time. And you're right, Josh, you did get the 2, the 3, and the 4, and that's 9 points, making you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and thank you very much for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm here, I'm happening, and I hope I win.
All right. We have names in the news. They died this year, or our new third category, the year in sports.
I'm going to have to put my hope on the first category, names.
Names in the news, okay. We put 60 seconds on the clock. JT, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is still the mayor of Toronto, even after admitting to using crack cocaine?
Why don't I remember this? I remember the story, I just don't remember the name, so I have to pass for a moment.
Whose acquittal led to President Obama saying, Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago?
I'm not doing well in my past.
What was the name ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner used in his online exchanges with a woman named Sydney Leathers?
Something dangerously. I'm really
for 2 points each, name the Texas woman famous for filibustering in the State House and the Texas man famous for filibustering in the Senate.
I don't know this one either. I think I'm...
Five-pointer. Who was sentenced to life in prison and ended up dying there after holding 3 women captive in a Cleveland house for 11 years? It's at this point where the obnoxious host points out, JT chose this category of his own free will.
Yes, I did.
The mayor of Toronto is Rob the Crackhead Ford. The guy who was acquitted in the Trayvon Martin killing was George Zimmerman, and we know and we know since then he's not a hothead at all.
No.
Anthony Weiner used the code name Carlos Danger. The woman who filibustered in the Texas State House was Wendy Davis. The guy who filibustered in the Senate was Ted Cruz. And the sicko in Cleveland was Ariel Castro. So, JT, you're ending up the year with a big goose egg on the scoreboard there. That zero is all yours. And because of that, I am going to have to punish you. Here to punish you, we have not used this, although it was on TV a couple of months ago. This is the first time we're getting around to it as punishment music because we've had an influx of so many others. Here now is former Saturday Night Live star and now a guy who's getting a lot of acclaim for his work co-starring with Bruce Dern in the movie Nebraska. Here, the song stylings of Mr. Will Forte.
Just once. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Do, do, do. Why the good times never last for long? What are we doing wrong? Just once. Can we find a way to finally make it right?
If James Ingram were dead, this would make him roll over in his grave.
Make the magic last for more than just one night.
All right, that's enough, Will. Thank you very much. JT, you earned that. I'm sorry. I hope you have a good weekend, though. Thanks for playing. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, John. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, I love your challenge on Fridays. I've never played yet.
Well, thank you. Always happy to have a first-timer giving it a shot. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
You were talking about the movie rentals, and I'm still waiting for Movies to Go to give me my $50 back that I paid when I joined.
Oh,
it used to be like a club.
Yes.
Movies to Go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Having to pay a fee just for the right to go in and rent a movie.
Dan knows this. The one on Chippewa had a dark room in the back. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that dark room, I know.
I wonder what could have been back in that dark room in the back.
Behind the curtain.
Behind the, I'm guessing a purple curtain. Not that I was ever there.
With a lot of lotion back there.
It wasn't really a room as much as it was a booth.
Yeah.
John, we have two categories left. They died this year or the year in sports.
Let me try to guide.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinals legend did thousands of St. Louisans line up to honor when he died in January at age 92?
Dan the Man.
Right. Who won 3 Emmy Awards for playing Edith Bunker on All in the Family and died this year at age 90?
Who played what?
Who played Edith Bunker on All in the Family and died this year at 90?
Pass.
Who was one of America's leading movie critics even after losing his ability to speak until he died this year at age 70?
Ebert?
Correct. Which former British prime minister nicknamed the Iron Lady died this year at age 87?
Margaret Thatcher.
Which of these classic rockers did not die this year? Lou Reed of the Velvet Underground, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, or Ray Manzarek of the Doors?
The first one, Ray Manzarek died.
Yeah, which one didn't die? Lou Reed, Brian Wilson, or Ray Manzarek? Lou Reed, no, it was Brian Wilson. Back to the two-pointer. Who won 3 Emmy Awards for playing Edith Bunker on All in the Family? Oh, the buzzer sounded before. I knew you were going to come up with it, but the buzzer caught you. It was Gene Stapleton.
You'd think a guy would know Gene Stapleton.
Stifle. Let's see how you did here, John. You got the 1, you got the 3, you got the 4. That is what we call squeaking by with 8 points. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Please play again after another 30 days has gone by.
All right.
That's the Harris Challenge contestant number 4, and here is contestant number 5. Hello, Don.
Yes, hello.
Can you tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Well, I am an HVAC engineer.
And at this time of the year, a lot of the H calling.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, sir.
No points for that, Don. Sorry.
Sorry.
The only category left here on board is the year in sports. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many games did it take the Red Sox to beat our Cardinals in this year's World Series?
6.
Correct. Which team had the lead when some of the lights went out at the Super Bowl, causing a 34-minute delay in the game? You can pass if you want.
Buffalo.
It was the Baltimore Ravens.
Sorry.
Which former Rams player was suspended by the Miami Dolphins for taunting teammate Jonathan Martin?
Richie Incognito.
Correct. Who coached the Missouri Tigers into their first ever SEC championship game against Auburn?
Gary Finkel.
Correct. Which Notre Dame linebacker was catfished by a man named Ronaya Tuiasosopo, who pretended to be a woman named Lene Kakua? Oh, come on. I pronounced them all correctly.
Yeah, no, you deserve some points for that.
I should know that. I can't remember.
His name was, and he's now in the NFL, Manti Te'o.
That's right.
He was in the news for a week just so those of us on this side of the microphone could say, Tuiasosopo.
There you go.
By the way, you said Buffalo for the Super Bowl, and I almost spit out my water. I don't think Buffalo's been in the Super Bowl since they lost to the Redskins in 1992.
Thurman
Jim
Thomas.
Kelly. Yeah. Remember when Thurman Thomas did not have his helmet ready to go in on the first play of the game, and they had to find it for him.
Oh, and the famous kicker that missed Norwood.
Scott Norwood. That wasn't that year. That was before that in the 80s against the Giants. It was the Ravens who beat the Niners this year in the Super Bowl. Let's see, Don, how you did. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. Yeah, you squeaked by as well as a winner with 8 points. Congratulations.
All right.
And so only one person had to suffer the fate of the punishment from Will Forte. But believe me, next year there will be plenty more to join those ranks and plenty more punishment music and categories and questions coming up in the 2014 edition of the Harris Challenge. You can play along anytime you like by going to my website, harrisonline.com, signing up for the podcast, and that way you'll get the previous Harris challenges and play them along anytime you like. Or you can play live every Friday at 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.